This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 150,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/bookhype. Hello, everyone. I'm Jen, and tonight I have both Karen and Marima with me. It feels like ages since the three of us have been together on a podcast. I think it has been, actually. How are you, ladies?
It has been ages.
All that traveling we're doing.
Yeah.
So how are you guys doing?
Excellent.
Good. Are you still enjoying California, Marima?
I am back in Australia.
Oh, actually. Are you now? When did
I got back last night.
Oh, yep. Okay.
I've been here for about 10 hours.
It's great. Yeah, it's great. How was your, I know you had Thanksgiving with Kyle, right? So how was your American Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was really fun. Yeah, I had a Friendsgiving and then I had a Thanksgiving. So I feel like I got the full treatment.
Wow, I guess you did. Very nice.
Yeah.
And Karen, how many turkey sandwiches did you manage to consume this past
week? None! I'm so upset!
What? Okay. Big plans.
Yeah, it's because I had Thanksgiving at my cousin's house, and so we were going to make our own turkey here so that we could have turkey sandwiches, and we haven't done that yet, so I haven't had any, and I'm really upset about it.
Okay. Poor Karen. All right, well, I'm really sorry you didn't get any turkey sandwiches, Karen, because I know how much you were looking forward to them.
Yeah.
Marima, was there something that was unique for you to have at, like, a Thanksgiving dinner, or traditional Thanksgiving dinner? Because you guys don't obviously do that in Australia.
Oh, I thought that was a loaded question, because does everyone know about my freak out about pumpkin pie, or is that just...
No, I didn't even know about it. Now you're going to have to tell me.
Oh, yeah, well... the rest of everything is fine, but in Australia we don't have dessert pumpkin. Like, that's not a thing that we have. But the weird thing was, I was trying to explain that to people at Thanksgiving and they kept being confused. They were like, so how do you eat pumpkin? Do you eat it raw? Like, do you just eat it? I'm like, no, you just like how you would eat a squash or potato, but pumpkin instead. And everyone was very confused by it. But yes, I had pumpkin pie for the first time, which was exciting and somewhat perplexing to my taste buds. But it was nice.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I did. It didn't really taste like pumpkin.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because on Twitter, Natalie and I, our other Australian, we were having the same conversation about this. And she's like, guys, well, she wrote that whole Thanksgiving article about guys, pumpkin's not a dessert. And I was like, yeah. But it tastes really good as pie. But yeah, I get that you guys don't eat it that way. I don't think it's that confusing. I think it makes sense given what a pumpkin is.
It's a squash, basically. So all is good. All right. So on to what we've been reading, because we've all been kind of crazy busy and stuff. But Marima, why don't you start with what you've been reading?
Sure. I actually can't remember what the last episode I was on when that was.
It was like at least 3 weeks ago.
So I'm just gonna go with things that I read while I was overseas, because I'm pretty sure I haven't talked about any of these. So I'm still in my celebrity memoir autobiography phase of the year. So I read Ayuade on Ayuade, which was by Richard Ayuade, who is an English comedian. Yeah, he's really funny. It was really good, but it's very niche. So it's not for everyone, but people may know him from the IT Crowd. If you like his sense of humor, then you'll really like the book. If you don't know who he is and you're not familiar with his style of humor, then don't even bother trying, because the entire premise of the book is him interviewing himself. So, you know, you need to be on board with him. And then I reread Bossy Pants by Tina Fey because, you know, I'm kind of reading all these cool autobiographies by funny ladies. And that's probably the best one. It's still so funny. I was reading it at a friend's house and he kept being like, what are you laughing at? Like, what are you giggling at? Because I was just laughing out loud at every like four pages or something. Even though I've read it before. And then I read Is Everyone Hanging Out Without Me by Mindy Kaling, which I had not read before, but which is really good. I kind of knew, but I guess I didn't really put it together, that it's about her time on The Office. It's before she started working on the Minji project. So, you know, she doesn't talk about that in it, but maybe she'll write a follow-up and we'll hear about that. And then I read Bad Feminist by Roxane Gay, which is a collection of essays about feminism and pop culture and the news and the media. And it is really, really good. I would definitely recommend. It's very short. It's very readable. Some of it is very funny. A lot of it is very distressing and confronting. But if you're interested in that kind of thing, that book was like a really big hit a couple months ago. It sort of took over everything. So, you know, the concept of it is her being a bad feminist. So, you know, like liking Robin Thicke's music, but calling yourself a feminist, stuff like that. So, yeah, I think it's a very relatable kind of book, and I would definitely recommend that. So, yeah, that's kind of it.
Interesting. All right, Karen, what have you been reading?
Well, I just read one book since the last episode. It's Elsirian: The Gathering, which is the second book in the Elsirian series that I talked about a couple episodes ago. It's by Ben Hale, and I listened to the audiobook on Audible, actually, and I really love this narrator. He does an excellent job with all the different voices and just the sort of like the rate at which he reads, and the cadence of his voice is really nice and really easy to listen to. So I would definitely recommend listening to it. But this book is kind of funny because nothing really happens in it. And yet I really love this book. It's literally about the preparation for war. By the end of the book, the war finally starts. Like, the last page is like, okay, the enemy's at our doorstep. Now we have to fight them. The whole rest of the book is about preparing for them to get there. And yet it was so good and so exciting, and I couldn't stop listening to it. It's like a 10 or 11 hour audiobook, and I loved it. And I don't know why, but I bought the third one already, and I can't wait to start that.
Interesting. Okay, for me, I read two books this week. One is called Breaking All the Rules. It's by Katie McGarry. It comes out December 8th, and for those of you who are familiar with Katie McGarry's other novels, this is basically kind of like the sequel or the continuation of Noah and Echo's story from Pushing the Limits. Katie McGarry is amazing. She writes contemporary fiction, and it's very real and very raw, and none of her characters are perfect. And so this continues the story of Noah and Echo from her very first novel, and it's really interesting. I like seeing where they are now and seeing what they're going through, because none of their problems have, you know, their problems just haven't magically gone away. It's not that fairy tale ending that everyone wants, which is kind of cool, because so often it's kind of just left in the happily ever after zone. And it's just a really good story, so I highly suggest checking that out when it comes out. And the other book I read is Never Judge a Lady by Her Cover, and it's by Sarah McLean. It's the fourth book in the Rules of Scoundrels. It's late Victorian era, I think it is, historical romance kind of book. But I love Sarah McLean and the way she writes, because she always writes these females that are sassy and strong, even though during that time period they really shouldn't be. So it was the fourth book, and I really enjoyed it. And I'm sad to see that series is done for her, but I can't wait to see what she writes next. As you guys know, this is our holiday episode, and we always talk about Audible.com, which is something Karen just mentioned with her last book. We love it here at Hypeable. We all use it. It's fantastic. It's a fantastic service to have. And as always, you guys can get a free book of your choosing for checking out their service. We're going to suggest something that you guys may have already read, but to listen to a book is always something different, and considering it was the month of the Mockingjay, we're going to suggest Mockingjay or The Hunger Games if you guys want to go back to the beginning and listen, because those are fantastic. They have great narrators, and they're really great to listen to. It might take you back to reminisce about all those things that happened throughout the Hunger Games trilogy. So check out any of the Hunger Games books, because they're all available on audible.com, and you can get a free book of your choice by visiting audiblepodcast.com/bookhype. That's audiblepodcast.com/bookhype. So that perfectly leads into the fact that we're going to talk about Mockingjay. And I'm going to ask Marima first, because I remember this summer when we were at Comic-Con, Marima was like in love. All she could talk about was Mockingjay when they went to the big, like, the exhibition they had with the different juices you could get, and you had your picture taken in the chair. So, Marima, how was it for you?
Yeah, I really loved it. I talked about this for like about half an hour already on Hype. So that's fine. I should tell the story of how I saw Mockingjay, which I also told on Hype. So I was staying with Andrew, and he was going to the press screening of it, but he only had a pass for one. And I was basically threatening to like murder him every single day and take his pass. But so I was going to see another movie at the same time because like we were going to be in the same place. And so he says to me right before we leave, he's like, "Oh, I'm really sorry. Like you can't see that movie. Really bad news." It's like, "Oh no, what happened?" He's like, "But good news, you're coming to see Mockingjay." And I stopped and stared. And then screamed and literally jumped into the air. And then
oh my god, he should have been recording this. What was he thinking?
He was sitting on his couch, and I was standing like on the other side of the room. And I like jumped on top of him on the couch and like crashed up with him. And it was very exciting. So long story short, I was very excited to see Mockingjay.
Yeah.
I really liked it. I only saw it once though, and I need to see it again because I think the first time you see something like this, you're sort of cataloging it in your head by being like, oh, they did this and oh, this is different and et cetera. So, but yeah, overall impressions, I think it probably could have been like 20 or 30 minutes shorter, but I think they made it a very good use of the extra time and made it clear why it needed to be two parts for what they wanted to do, which I think is the first time that something has actually been split that I felt like it needed to be split, or, you know, at least they did useful things rather than just draw it all out. I haven't felt that with any other books that have been split, not even Deathly Hallows. So yeah, it was really good. It was really great. I'm definitely into it.
I want to know what you thought of Cressida as played by Natalie Dormer.
She's the best.
So I was going to ask that question next because, again, this summer I sat next to Marima as Natalie Dormer was on stage and it was just like,
Yeah, well, Natalie Dormer is the greatest human on the planet, guys. So, what do you want from me? She was great. I thought she was really good. I'm really looking forward to seeing her more in part two.
Awesome. Karen, what did you think?
I definitely agree. I want to see it again. I've only seen it once. And the first time you see a movie, especially of this scope, and because it's a book adaptation, I feel like it's really overwhelming. And you're kind of looking at it like trying to take it all in, but you can never quite do that. And then when you go back and rewatch it, you're able to like focus on the parts that you really want to absorb. And so, yeah, I really want to see it a second time. I thought I was going to be able to do it this weekend, but I didn't get a chance. But I really liked it. I thought they did a great job taking basically what is the first half of a book where not too much happens. It's a lot about Katniss's emotional state, and I was really worried that wouldn't translate that well to film. But they did a great job, and I think a lot of that has to do with Jennifer Lawrence being able to portray, like, every emotion imaginable on her face. She's so good at telling you exactly how Katniss is feeling without saying anything. And even though I really like the second part of Mockingjay a lot more, because that's more like it's going to be more like an action movie, I think, since they're going to storm the Capitol and have to go through all that stuff. I was very pleasantly surprised by part one.
Excellent. I have not seen it yet because I am buried.
What?
I am buried in schoolwork as a general understatement. Like, literally, it's all I've done for hours.
That's no excuse. It's just no excuse.
Are you trying to give me a hard time, Karen? Because remember how that's going to come back and bite you later. I just want to remind you.
Okay, let me talk about Mockingjay again then.
You go talk some more.
I think just like going off what you were saying, Karen, for me, the most impressive thing about this was how they really made it a full, complete narrative. Yeah. By framing it with the rescue of Peter and making that the focus of it. And, you know, it's obviously building to what's happening in part two, but I think that's really what made the difference. Without this feeling it didn't make it feel like it was all build up, which is what, to me, Deathly Hallows feels like. It's what the first two Hobbit movies feel like. You know, it just feels like an entire movie of just build up to something eventually happening. Whereas I think they just framed this really well, and so it felt complete. And for that reason, I think where they split it made a lot of sense, and it was probably the only place that they could have done that. But I completely agree with you. I think the reason that these movies are so successful and the reason that Mockingjay works so well is because Jennifer Lawrence is so good. And I think we forget about that maybe because, you know, we have like Julianne Moore and Philip Seymour Hoffman, who are fantastic as well, and all of these really fantastic other actors. And we forget that she really holds this whole thing together. And if it was any other actress doing what she had to do in this film, I think we would have all got a little bored, or, you know, it would have become a little tedious. But she just manages to like to keep you interested, and her performance is so compelling. So it's really impressive.
I agree 100% with all of that, but I also want to bring up Josh Hutcherson because he was really good in this film, and his parts were sort of small and sporadic. I mean, obviously because he's not at District 13, he's at the Capitol, and you kind of only see him through Katniss's eyes as she's watching him on television, then of course at the end. But he was really good, and the transformation from the beginning to the end, you know, what they did with like his makeup, I'm sure some of it was CGI too, but it was really terrifying in a lot of ways. And that ending gave me chills. It was so intense. And
oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I think that's one of the biggest reasons why I want to watch it again, just to see the ending again, because it just blew me away.
Yeah, I think I definitely agree with you. I think he had such a little time and he made such an impact with what he had. And yeah, the transformation that he managed to do, some of that must have been CGI because it was a little too...
Yeah, it had to be. Much.
But yeah, that end scene, the last scene of the film was... Yeah, I don't want to ruin it if people haven't seen it because it's an additional thing. But yeah, it's really fantastic.
Well, I'm glad you guys liked it, and I'll let you know what I think of it as soon as I see it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. All right, so this episode is all about the holidays, which are fast approaching. And last year we kind of did this thing where we talked about what you can buy for the book lover in your life, or what you could suggest for people to buy you as the book lover, because sometimes... I think the worst thing is when somebody tries to go out and buy you a book as somebody who reads books all the time and they get it so drastically wrong. It's so hard because you smile and nod and go, oh, thank you. That's awesome. And you're like, oh, God, can I return it? So there are some really awesome suggestions that we found. I know a lot of my suggestions come from like Etsy because there are some fantastically creative people who do amazing things with book quotes and actual books and just all kinds of stuff. So I really love shopping Etsy, and most of them are like small businesses, which is great to support. So when we get to mine are definitely Etsy's. But Karen, why don't we start with yours? Because you have some really cool stuff too.
Thank you. Yeah, it was really fun. I always like it when we research this stuff because it's like, oh, I can add this to my list. I can add this to my list. So that's cool. The first thing I suggested was an Audible subscription because I was really hesitant to join Audible at first. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to use it or not, but it's a really great service, and I love listening to audiobooks, and I can multitask a lot better with them than I can just actually reading a book. So I think that would be a great idea, along with gift cards, because I love getting gift cards to Barnes & Noble, but you can get them for people for Amazon, your local bookstore, Walmart sells books, Target sells books, you know, anything like that is always really fun to get. But one of the best things I found was this thing called Novelties, and this is on Amazon. And I should preference this by I will be putting all the links to all of our suggestions in the show notes so you guys can look them up and, you know, buy them or peruse them or whatever. But this first one is called Novelties, and it's a bag of tea. It's got 25 tea bags in it, and they have literary quotes from all over the world, like all different types of books. And it's like an English breakfast tea, so a pretty standard tea. But I just think it's really cool that it has the quotes on the tea bags and everything. I love drinking tea, especially when I read. So that would be something that's very appropriate to me. And you can pair that with a banned book mug. This thing has, also on Amazon, has a has quotes from all sorts of banned books all over it. And it's a nice big mug, so you can drink lots of tea from it. And it's, I like the ones that are just covered in stuff because it's always something to look at when you're drinking tea or doing whatever. And then I also found Trivial Pursuit, the Book Lovers Edition. I did not know something like this existed.
I kind of want it. I saw that. Yeah. I was like, what? What is that? We need it so we can all get together and play.
Oh my God. Maybe I will buy it and then we can just like at the end of the episodes just pull out
Start pulling out questions.
Dude, that's a good idea. Maybe I'll put this on my Christmas list.
Karen's like, add a present for me.
Yes.
You need to, because I'm looking at it and it says it doesn't ship to Australia.
Oh, no.
So you'll just have to read it all out to me. Okay. It'll be like the audiobook version of Trivial Pursuit.
I will do that just for you. Yeah, this is also on Amazon. I mean, it's kind of expensive, but it's Trivial Pursuit is a pretty like big game. There's always tons of questions, so it's probably worth the money. And I was reading the comments on it, like the reviews, and people say it's actually pretty hard, even for like people who have literature degrees. And I'm like, oh God, I don't know if I'll be able to do this. But then again, I kind of suck at trivial, like regular Trivial Pursuit, and I still love that game. So I'm willing to do it. But yeah, that would be an awesome thing, I think, to get the book lover in your life. And then lastly, one of the coolest things that actually Danya gave me this present, and this is from Etsy. They're called Book Lovers Soy Candles, and she got me the Bibliophile sample pack. Just listen to the scents on these candles. You have old books, trashy romance novel, bookseller, Oxford Library, bookstore, and Sherlock study.
Nice. I saw these earlier.
And isn't that like, so cool?
They have one called Sasanak, which is from Outlander. I just totally looking at it.
Yeah.
I love this. This is so cool. I want Sherlock's study.
I have to say that my favorite, like, if you're like, well, I want to get one big one. And they do. They sell them.
Individually.
Yeah, the pack is actually sold out right now. I don't know if they're going to have more. But if you guys want to just get one for somebody, Oxford Library smells amazing. I mean, they all smell pretty good, but I love Oxford Library. And actually, Sherlock's study is my second favorite. That one smells really good, too.
That's so cool. Oh, and it tells you, if you scroll down, it tells you what the scents smell like. That's really cool. So Sherlock's study smells like cherry wood, pipe tobacco, and rain. And then you said Oxford Library was your favorite?
Yeah.
It's sandalwood and oak moss with hints of tobacco and leather. Fresh and woodsy.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. I love these. I need to have them. They're so cool. Oh, see, Etsy's got so many cool things.
Yeah.
All right. And we're also going to suggest, I forgot to mention this earlier, some books perhaps that maybe people that you may know might be interested in, or some things that you may have forgotten that you would be interested in. So, Karen, go ahead and suggest away.
Sure. The first one I have on my list is Queen of the Tierling by Erica Johansson. And, I mean, obviously we did our book review of this, and we weren't like, oh my God, this is the best book ever. But I think we all genuinely, you know, liked the book. And I think that this is one of those things that's really going to end up blowing up, especially if they go forward with the movie with Emma Watson and everything. So this might be a good, like, get ahead of the fad type of thing to get somebody who really loves books, you know, have them read this, and then they can kind of decide for themselves if they want to get involved with the hype or whatever. Another great suggestion, I think, is a Harry Potter box set. I know I have all the individual books, but I don't have a box set. And even though I already own the books, like if somebody gave me a gift, I probably wouldn't buy it for myself, but if somebody gave me a gift of the full box set with the new covers, I think that would be pretty cool. It's a collector's thing. So if they're really into Harry Potter and they don't have that, I think that would be a cool idea that maybe they wouldn't get for themselves, but they would appreciate as a gift anyway. And then Percy Jackson's Greek Gods by Rick Riordan. This is not one of the novels in his series. It's sort of like an additional book, and it's really good for younger people who want to get into the real Greek mythology, but maybe like it's too hard to read the actual older books that are like really dry, don't have any pictures. This one's really fun and will hopefully get kids into mythology a lot more. And then, of course, comic books are always a go-to suggestion for me because of all the Marvel and DC shows and movies that are coming up. Unfortunately, I can't really name any specific comics because I'm in the seat where I'm just like, somebody tell me what to buy and I will start reading it. So I don't have any specific suggestions, but there are plenty of people that you could probably hit up on Twitter or ask Mirama.
Or Danya, because I know Danya's all about Miss Marvel right now.
Oh, yeah. She's
so excited about that.
She's getting me into Constantine. I have to ask her again which run I'm supposed to read first. But Danya, like, knows so much about comic books. And so does Mirama, though. And they're doing Hero Hype. So plug for Hero Hype. You're welcome.
Yeah, listen to Hero Hype. We'll tell you what comic books to read.
Yes.
There you go.
Excellent. So do you have any suggestions in the comic book realm, Mirama?
Really depends what you are into. There are so many. I know Danya's suggestion for everyone is going to be Hawkeye because she thinks everyone should read that. And she means the Matt Fraction run. So she's really into that. And also, like we mentioned, Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel, because that's just been announced. The film has just been announced. So that's also really exciting. Yeah, it really depends, like, what you're into. Because like Karen alluded to, there are a lot of different versions of all of the different characters. So some people prefer to read the comic books from the start through and, like, read the different sort of versions of the character that way. Some people who are more into the films and the TV shows want to read the version that most relates to the version that we're seeing, like, adapted. But sometimes that's a bit of a mixture as well. So, yeah, let us know what you like, and then we can tell you which comic book you should read. How about that?
I like it.
Yeah, and you can tell us at Book Hype or at Hero Hype Podcast on Twitter. There's another plug.
All right, so Mirama, why don't you go ahead and tell us about some of the gifts that you found?
Okay, sure. I found these really cute necklaces. They're not totally book-themed, but some of them are. So they look kind of like ribbons, and they have words written on them. They have some Harry Potter ones. They have Avada Kedavra, and they have Master of Death from Harry Potter that I'm seeing. They also have all of the Game of Thrones house words on them, if that's kind of your thing. And, you know, they also have, like, Buffy and stuff. So, I mean, you could just get them as well. But they're really cute. They look kind of cartoony, but they're black and white. And I think it's just, like, a fun kind of gift for if you have someone who's a fan of this. Again, this is an Etsy thing, so they probably would not have found it themselves. I really like them. I think they're really cute. And I think they also have, I don't think it's all necklaces, I think they have, like, pins and stuff as well. But yes, that's one. Another one I found was some watercolor artwork based off all kind of fandom things. So again, not book specific, but they do have a lot of book related ones. They have a lot of comic book ones if you're interested in that. They also have Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings, I can see, and they're just really nice artwork. And what I like about them is that even though they're kind of the versions from the movies in a way, like if you look at some of the superhero ones and the Harry Potter ones, you'll see it kind of looks like the actors, but it doesn't at the same time. So if you're one of those people who doesn't really want to relate, you know, the movie to your favorite book or whatever, these would still work for you. And they have a really pretty Hogwarts one that I really like. So
I have to say, I bought a watercolor for my secret Santa at Hypeable.
Oh, well, hey, I know who that is.
Yeah, you do. So, yeah.
It's not very secret. Yeah, I think these are really cute because...
They're gorgeous. Like, I think
it's a really nice way to show your interests, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're just really pretty and they're really well designed.
They're very well designed.
That How to Train Your Dragon one, the purple toothless one, is so adorable. Cute. Oh, my God.
I know. I wanted to say that, but then I was like, it's not, I mean, it's technically a book, but I mean, it's not,
who cares? It's adorable.
Yeah, it's the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life.
There's a Doctor Who one too that's really good.
Yeah, they have basically every fandom, it looks like. So I think you'd be able to find something no matter what you're into. I can see a lot of Disney ones as well. So yeah, that's a cool one. I really like how they're in like kind of color schemes, but it'll be all red or different shades of red or different shades of orange and things rather than just like a standard painting. So that's nice. Another Etsy one, these mugs with book quotes on them. I really like these because they look like they're handwritten and I think it's just really cute. So let me see what they have. They have Looking for Alaska, Fault in Our Stars, To Kill a Mockingbird, Catcher in the Rye, Pride and Prejudice, Harry Potter, Great Gatsby, all kinds of things. And it just has like the handwritten quote on a white mug. And then it has the book name and the author on the other side. So you may be sensing a theme here, which is that we like to drink tea when we read books. For some reason, they seem like just connected in our brains.
Yes. This one, I must ask you a question. If there's any people here from the Teen Wolf fandom or from Not Another Teen Wolf podcast, they will probably be laughing right now. Go find this. I must ask you a question. It's just perfect.
Okay, cool. Good plugs. There's like a million nice book related mugs on Etsy, so if you're into that, there are so many different ones, but I really like these ones just because they have that kind of handmade vibe going on with the handwritten thing. And then the last thing that I think I recommended last time and I'll recommend them until I die are these Rebound diaries, which are they make notebooks and things as well, but I really like the diaries. And they basically take old books, and a lot of them are like the old little golden books and the hardcovers, and then they basically upcycle them into diaries or notebooks. But they use the front cover that stays the cover of the book, and then they include some of the internal pages, and they're really, really beautiful. I have used these before. They're really good quality. Very sturdy, so you don't have to worry about that, and they're all handmade. So it's just a really nice thing. You can, if you're getting it as a present for someone, you could find, you know, a story that they like, or one that you think they might find funny or might be, you know, appropriate for them, and it still has some of the story within it. And yeah, they have all kinds of things. They do diaries and they do like blank journals and sketchbooks, and you know, you can definitely find something that would be appropriate. So I 100% recommend them. That's my favorite kind of book gift because everyone loves them. And then for actual books, I have to disagree with Karen. I hate getting book vouchers, because it just feels really impersonal. And even though I understand what you're saying, Jen, about it's really frustrating when someone buys you a book and you're just like, oh, you did like such a bad job. Just fire yourself from present giving because you're terrible.
I don't actually say that, but I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, but it's so nice to have someone pick something out for you. I feel like it's so much nicer than getting a voucher. So I am anti-voucher for like Christmas presents, for books anyway. Do whatever else you want. But for books, I'm anti-voucher. What I really like doing, and this is what I usually do, and it's actually what I did for my Secret Santa, is going to a shop that's not like a big chain, you know, like an indie bookstore or maybe a secondhand bookstore, and just browsing through and then trying to find something that, first of all, you think the person would like, but second of all, that they wouldn't ever find on their own. So it doesn't have to be a new book, doesn't have to be like a really expensive, really fancy book, but just something that you think they would really like and that they would never have come across. So that way it makes it just nice and personal for me. And that's my favorite kind of book to give someone. But if you do want some suggestions of newer things, Neil Gaiman just released his version of Hansel and Gretel, and also The Sleeper and the Spindle, which was like a crossover between Sleeping Beauty and Cinderella. I guess. Yeah. No? Yes. And they're really beautiful. They are fully illustrated. They have different illustrators, the two of them. And it's a nice kind of book to give someone that they probably wouldn't pick up for themselves. I really like versions of fairy tales. So I guess this is something that I would like, but you could give them as a set with the two of them. And, you know, that would be a cute present. There's also, as I mentioned, like 500 celebrity memoir autobiographies out at this time of year. And that can be a really cool present to give someone. In a way, I feel like a book like that is easier to give someone than a fiction book, because you'll know if they're interested in, you know, this person or not. Whereas a fiction book, it can be a little harder to get the right one for someone. Two that I would recommend that I read recently would be Yes, Please by Amy Poehler and Choose Your Own Autobiography by Neil Patrick Harris. So if you have people who are fans of them or fans of How I Met Your Mother or Parks and Rec, they may be cool ones to get. And they're new out. They've only been out for a few months, so they may not have read them yet. Or you could go classic and buy them Bossy Pants by Tina Fey, because everyone in the world should read that at least four times. It's so funny and I'm still laughing about it. But if you do want fiction, I am going to recommend Melissa Kyle or Keel, and I still don't know how to say her name and I get so upset every time. She's an Australian author. I've talked about her many times before, but she wrote Life in Outer Space, and then this year's release was The Incredible Adventures of Cinnamon Girl. And they're sort of Rainbow Rowell-y. They're very fandom-y books. They're really cute if you like Rainbow Rowell or John Green or who else? Stephanie Perkins. If you like any of those kinds of authors who write those kinds of books, the characters feel very real and they're very sweet and unique and a little whimsical, then I think you will like these. And just a fun kind of present to give someone. And the covers are really pretty too. So how's that going for them? And that's it. I'm out. I'm out of ideas.
Excellent. Excellent. I think Marma and I like subscribe to the same shopping lists on Etsy, because I have several things that are kind of similar and yet not the same. The first one I have is actually jewelry, and it's called Word Bobble. And it's really fun because the jewelry has all these really fun little quotes in it. They're basically these necklaces that come in different shapes, and they're resin, so it's like a clear plastic over typed words, which is kind of cool. And it says, I read past my bedtime, just one more chapter. If you have a garden and a library, you have everything you need. Like, there's some really cute little sayings that are in these really fun different necklaces. So there's lots of quotes as well. So those are really interesting. They're fairly inexpensive, which is always nice. And they're just really, they're cute and they're really fun for a book lover. Some of the other things that I picked out from Etsy, there are these gorgeous Hobbit mugs. I'm pretty sure they're hand painted. They're just beautiful. It's ink on the mug. And I saw these because I was looking for something for my dad, and my dad is a huge Hobbit fan. They're like hand painted, and it's like Gandalf and everybody on the mug, and then there's like a huge saying on it. It says, not all those who wander are lost. So actually it's a Lord of the Rings, but there's also a Hobbit mug as well.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings.
I know. See, there's both of them. So they're really, really cool. And it, like, the ink wraps all around the mug. So I just thought it was gorgeous. Like, it's just a really pretty mug and very different. So that was something I liked. And there's a ton of different ones. There's a bunch of different Harry Potter ones on here as well. And even some like Star Trek ones, which I know aren't books, but hey, you know, It's all a good time. So those were really fun. And who doesn't need a mug when they're like reading? Because you have to have like tea or coffee or something. It's almost a given. Those things go hand in hand. The next thing I found was really awesome, like Jane Austen shop. And it has like all these really cool things. So there are Jane Austen t-shirts, there are mugs, there are earrings. So it has all these really fun quotes from all of her different books and stuff. So I thought it was really cool for the person who loves Jane Austen. And everybody knows somebody who loves Jane Austen. So that was a lot of fun. And then I found these are leather-bound journals. And they're probably some of the most beautiful leather-bound journals I have ever seen. They come in these really gorgeous colors, and they have all this different, like, workings on them. So, like, the leather is worked into shapes. And then the end pages, like, I shouldn't say the end pages. You have the spine, and then you have the rest where the pages show around the book. They're, like, painted to match whatever colors are going on the leather-bound journal itself. They're absolutely beautiful. I love them. So if you know someone who writes or likes to keep notes and stuff when they're reading and or anything like that, these journals are so, so beautiful. I would highly suggest looking into those because they're stunning. I've not seen a journal quite this pretty before. And then I don't know if you guys saw, if this was posted on like Twitter and stuff the other day, you can get a Kindle or iPad cover, and it's the Once Upon a Time book from the TV show Once Upon a Time.
This looks so cool.
Oh, that's so cute.
I know, right? But I was like, well, not only is it representative of the TV show, but it's also just the idea of the fairy tale Once Upon a Time, you know? And there are other ones. There's also the Harry Potter's Marauder's Map is one, which looks absolutely amazing, by the way. There's also,
oh, I want that one.
Yeah, there's the Labyrinth, and the Labyrinth basically looks like an old book. So you hide your like Kindle or e-reader inside the book. But yeah, they're stunning, you guys. Oh, the Neverending Story one too. Did you guys see that one with the metal working on it? It's like gorgeous.
Yeah, I think the Marauder's Map is my fave.
Yeah, the Marauder's. Really, yeah, they're all really, really pretty. So there's all... Oh, Karen, there's the Charmed Book of Shadows, too. Did you see that one?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, it's really kind of pretty. It's green. It's very, very pretty.
That is nice.
So for all the fandom lovers, there's all kinds of different things on there, but a lot of people have an iPad or a Kindle or something that they read on. So this is also a nice gift. If you know that there's a fandom that they really enjoy, I thought this was something that was really interesting and was really kind of fun to add as just a, I don't know, something extra, I guess. Also, the last thing I have, I was doing some shopping, some holiday shopping of my own. And I came across this woman from Chicago who does like these old reclaimed lockets. So like they're like vintage lockets, and she reworks them into different pieces. While they're not 100% literary based, they are probably some of the most beautiful pieces of jewelry. They're just really cool and eccentric. And some of them actually fit different themes of books, depending on, you know, what you're looking at and stuff. But they're the most beautiful things, like, and they're old and they have the antique-y feel to them, and I absolutely love them. So I wanted to share with you guys too in case you need a locket for someone, but they're just so cool. And like I said, there are some that are literary themed. There are a lot of them with owls on them, and I'm kind of a huge owl fan, so that could also be for a reader. I'm sure we could make that work. But definitely some really just gorgeous pieces of jewelry. And I bought one for my sister, so kind of excited about that.
I was going to say that owls are really good for, like, Percy Jackson fans because of Athena,
right,
and
true.
Annabeth. Because I actually did that when we were at New York Comic Con. I put together a charm necklace, and it has a lightning bolt and an owl on it for Percy Jackson. I'm just going to keep adding to it whenever I come across another one that I like.
That's awesome. Yeah. So this definitely has those kinds of things, but the lockets are, they're so cool. I don't know. I have a thing for lockets. I just think they're so cool. And so because they're old fashioned, like not a lot of people have like lockets. I don't know. I think there's something cool about them. So these are in particular are really, really pretty. So I highly suggest taking a look because they're super cool. And then that was it for my presents. And then some book things that I came up with. It's kind of funny because I picked a lot of contemporary books, which is not what I typically read. But clearly this year I had a thing for contemporary books. My first suggestion is Stephanie Perkins, the Anna, Lola, and Isla books, because they are just, they're fantastic. You guys have heard us talk about them probably nonstop. And there's something like Isla just came out this year. It was a really long wait for those of us who had read Anna and Lola, but it was totally worth it. And I think most people who like contemporary or who, you know, like John Green, Maureen Johnson, any of those guys, this is definitely a series of books that people can get into quite easily and read through quite quickly. And I love them. They're fantastic. So, and they're kind of for most readers, they're really appealing in a lot of different ways. The characters are really, you know, they're realistic. I don't know. They're fantastic. So that's something to keep in mind. The other series that I was going to suggest is The Raven Cycle by Maggie Stiefvater. Again, I think you guys have probably heard me talk about this a little bit. But there are three books out right now, and it starts with The Raven Boys. And it's just a really different book. It's not a dystopian book. It's not like a full-on magic book. It's very different and unique in what it has to offer. So if you have someone who kind of likes that mystical world but likes to keep it based in reality, this is definitely a book that they can get into. The next one is called Sway. It's by Kat Spears, and it's a contemporary book. And it's basically a contemporary telling of Cyrano de Bergerac, and it's really cool. I really liked it. I liked the character right away. As soon as I started reading about his nickname is Sway, because basically he can persuade anyone to do anything that he needs. And I really liked his character. It kind of just jumps off the page. So it was a really interesting read. And the last one is We Were Liars by E. Lockhart. And that book, again, you guys, we did a whole book hype on that book. Like, I think, you know, our depth of feeling. And I think, again, that's a book that kind of just, it jumps up and grabs you. And it's very different in a lot of ways. So I think that's something that people can get into. And it's also a really short book. So if you have people who aren't like huge readers, but you want to get them something that's going to pique their interest and keep them flipping the pages, I think We Were Liars is definitely something that works in that capacity. So those were my books. Do you guys have anything else that you can think of that you would like to add to this episode of Book Hype, Marima or Karen?
No, I feel like we've given people a lot of ideas. And agreed. try to spend the money on other people rather than yourself. That's the challenge.
Yeah. It's so tempting, though. Now that I was looking, I was like, oh, but I really would like that. Like, that's so cute.
Yeah, some of these necklaces, I'm like, I would like that for myself.
Are you looking at the lockets?
No, it was actually the other ones that, like, I read past my bedtime. And oh, just the word one bubbles. More chapter. Yeah. Yeah, those are really relevant to my life.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, if you guys have any suggestions for things that you love to give as books, gifts to the book lovers, or that you like receiving as a book lover, we would love to hear about them, because we know what we like and what we would like to suggest to others. But it's always fun to hear other people's opinions. Or if you've come across something really, really cool and you want to share it with us, please hit us up on Twitter or leave a comment in the comments section of this post. So until next time, I'm Jen.
I'm Karen.
And I'm Marima.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.